Can you imagine a scenario in which you offended your spouse but had no way of fixing it? No tools, no words, no concept of apology, of seeking forgiveness, just forever hopelessly stuck in your state of wrongdoing. At the end of this week's parasha, Hashem teaches Moshe his 13 attributes of mercy, his Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, abundant in kindness. It's an integral prayer that the Jews have had on their lips for thousands of years as we beseech and pray for Hashem's mercy. And Rashi tells us a surprising reason why it was specifically taught to Moshe at the end of this week's parasha, following the Chet HaEgel, the sin of the golden calf. Following that calamity, Moshe is sent for a second time off the Har Sinai, and for 40 days begs and pleads for Hashem's mercy. And he invokes the Zchus Avos, the merit of the fathers of Avraham, of Yitzchak, of Yaakov, and says to Hashem, remember them, remember your promises to them, you can't destroy their children. And Hashem says, I will remember, and I will forgive them. But your argument, Moshe says Hashem, is of great concern to me. Because it seems that you're arguing only in the merit of the fathers must I forgive these people, these children of theirs. But if we were to ever exhaust the merit of Avram, of Yitzchak, and Yaakov, ein od tikva, there'd be no more hope. You'd have no way of fixing the problem, no way of invoking my mercy. So I'm going to initiate, says Hashem, and teach you these 13 attributes because I can't have a situation where the Jewish people feel if they make a mistake, they don't know how to fix it. Take these 13 attributes, teach it to the Jewish people, and each one of them will know how they can amend their ways if they ever need to. We have a great role to play in teaching our children the lesson of how to amend their ways, how to fix the mistakes they make, because they, like us, will certainly make their share of mistakes. But they need to know how to fix it. And we teach our children by modeling apologizing. At the dinner table, daddy makes a mistake. He snaps at his wife. He says something he shouldn't. He offends her. We sometimes make the mistake of waiting to apologize till late at night in the privacy of our own rooms while the children are asleep. But we deprive the children of a valuable lesson. If the offense happens in their presence, then the amends should happen in their presence. They should see what it's like for daddy to say, I'm sorry that I said that. I snapped. I know I hurt your feelings. I didn't mean to. I'm going to try my best not to do that in the future. And our children especially need to hear ourselves apologizing to them. When we offend our children, we yell at them, we raise our voices, that we go over to them and we say, daddy or mommy, we sometimes make mistakes. I'm sorry. I'm going to try my best not to do that again. I know that I hurt you. Child who grows up in a home where that's part of the routine, where mistakes are made, amends are made, will have the tools necessary to navigate their way through life. Because mistakes will always happen, but there's no fear of them, because I don't need mommy or daddy, the avos, to get me out of my messes. They taught me how to do it myself. And that is an invaluable lesson to learn. Good Shabbos.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the Donate link. Thank you very much.